I wanted to ask about something else, too. There's been a lot made in recent days about your decision not to go to Fort Campbell on Friday. What's your reaction to the whole aftermath of this? The Herald Leader recently had an editorial about it.
I would love to have been able to get to Fort Campbell to honor our troops. I get to Fort Campbell and Fort Knox and every other place I can, as much as I can, to honor our troops who can't really be honored enough for the sacrifices they make for all of us. Unfortunately, we only found out about the president's visit about 36 hours before it was going to happen. Obviously, I had some long-term commitments over Derby weekend with courting CEOs from companies around the world that were hoping to get to locate here and create jobs for Kentuckians and our existing business. We're trying to convince them to expand. And we tried to juggle our schedules every way we could, and in the end, we just couldn't get it all done. And so I went on with my commitments, and I think we had a very successful weekend in terms of really laying some groundwork for future jobs for Kentuckians.
Was there anyone else who could have handled those responsibilities, though?
Not really. You know, these folks come in and they want to see the governor of the state. And we had already committed to visit with them and to talk with them about what they could do in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And so I just felt like I had to be there in terms of future job growth.
Do you think that this will hurt you in the election, with particularly with African-American voters?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, there was no intent at all to slight the president. You know, I admire the president and our Navy SEALs and our support group from the 101st for what they did. It was a great victory in the war on terror. Obviously, it's not over with, but, I mean, we can certainly celebrate that. I think every American is proud of the president and the Navy SEALs and all those folks who brought Osama bin Laden to justice.
And you have been invited to the White House for a few different things. Did you talk with the president at all when he was in Kentucky or about this visit?
No, I've talked to the president off and on during my tenure as governor on various issues that affect the state. I haven't talked to him in the last few weeks, but they obviously were very forthcoming with their presidential disaster declaration quickly after we had requested it because of all of the flooding that we've had. And so because of that disaster declaration, FEMA, you know, is now on the ground with us and helping us with federal assistance.
Do you think the people you were meeting with on Oaks Day would have understood, though, had you had to send a proxy since the president was in the state with the Navy SEALs?
You know, we just had to weigh what we had involved and how important it was for me to meet and try to get those jobs into Kentucky with everything that was going on. And in the end, while I would like to have done both, it just didn't work out.
What do you say to people who call this a snub?
Well, there was absolutely no intention at all to snub the president. And, you know, the White House knows it. They understand that. And we will continue to work with this president, particularly when we agree with something he's doing. And we'll continue to fight him when they're doing something we don't agree with.
You're on pretty hard terms with Washington then on environmental regulation.
Hold on a second. Well, obviously, the EPA in Washington is not treating Kentucky very well right now, and they're being arbitrary and unreasonable in some of the decisions they're making, and so we're in a lawsuit with them. Hopefully, we'll be able to get that lawsuit worked out.
I know Secretary Peters had talked about this in Washington. Have you had any contact with folks in Washington on this?
Oh, we've talked to the EPA numerous times, trying to reach some accommodation that makes some common sense for the mining of coal and protecting the environment at the same time, and we're going to keep attempting to do that.
Is it difficult?
I'm going to have to run now. I've got to go give a speech.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Governor.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.